So, let's take a look over at Houston, Texas here. Right, have ourselves a grand old time. So, I'm looking at a Rolling Creek Drive apartment in Houston, which is a one unit, one bed, one bath in Houston, Texas. $560 a month. Estimated monthly cost entirely, with the rent being $560 and electricity expected to be $93 to $130 a month. Pet rent, dogs and cats have no additional fee. So maybe about $700 a month to live here. That would be including estimated electricity. That's what they tell you on the apartment guide. Interesting stuff going on there with apartments out in Houston, Texas. So I'm going to run it on back to somewhere slightly over a year ago, May 22nd. Oh, wait. A little under a year ago, excuse me, May 22nd, 2023. This is up on Fox 26 Houston, article up by Damali Keith. Headlined, "The Mayor's Strike Force Team Helps Houston Residents Living in Inhumane Conditions." So, they have rodents, roaches, and mold are just a few of the health hazards thousands of Houston residents report living in every day. So what's being done to help? In the last 2 years alone, there were nearly 12,000 calls to the city of Houston from residents reporting inhumane living conditions. So the mayor created a task force. The Strike Force Team. Yep, which now has helped shut down two different slumlords. Maybe I should calm down on making fun of that Captain Planet-ass name. It's fun, though. We have a quote here from a 66-year-old Sandra as she walks into a closet covered in black mold on every wall and the ceiling. And she also shows them her kitchen, where water often pours in from the ceiling, saying, quote, "I've been living like this for 2 to 3 years now." With that water flowing, she says it's mostly when her neighbor flushes the toilet. The lady upstairs, she said it was a rat that bit through the plumbing. And Sandra is disabled with arthritis. A little bit more here. It's difficult to even look at the inhumane conditions in apartments around Houston, including leaks, black mold, and mice. So imagine living in it. Quote again from Sandra, 66-year-old individual, saying, "It's been very unpleasant. I've been coughing. I have the worst headache right now," end quote, during the interview. Fox 26 further tells us, "We first met the 66-year-old as she sobbed in court. She is being evicted because she doesn't believe she should have to pay to live in such squalor," saying, quote, "but I don't know where else I'm going to go," end quote. And she isn't alone. In 2021, 5,183 Houston apartment tenants called 311 to report horrific living conditions. And that number rose to 6,801 in 2022. Remember, this article is from 2023. Residents typically call the city when apartment management ignores repeated requests for repairs. Further from Sandra, the 66-year-old tenant, quote, "It takes them forever to come and fix something. I've called them 3 times about my stove. They keep putting it off and putting it off. The air conditioner has been off for 3 to 4 months," end quote. They have the mayor's office deputy chief of staff, Walter Hambrick, And Walter Hambrick is the head of the Strike Force team. And he says, quote, "They are living in those conditions, and they haven't reported to 311. If they are living in those conditions and haven't reported to 311, please report to 311. We are looking for those bad actors that just build up tickets and aren't addressing the concerns," end quote. From Walter Hambrick, the mayor's office deputy chief of staff. Furthermore, the task force is made up of Houston Public Works, the health department, HFD, HPD, and the mayor's office. Furthermore, Hambrick tells us, quote, "It gives that comprehensive approach because if you've got one problem, you've got multiple. This task force lets us go out there and really address it at one time. This Strike Force team, God, that name, was created in July 2022, and the team visits 10 to 12 complexes a week. Last month, they helped take away complexes from two apartment owners after meeting with their lien holders." Further, a quote from Hambrick, "Their mortgage companies called in their loans," end quote. Now remember, tenants still have to pay rent even if repairs aren't being made. The way to address it is to report problems about your apartment to 311 so the team can respond to your complex. 66-year-old Sandra, by the way, has been evicted and was given 5 days to move. She says she doesn't know where she is going to go. Slightly shorter here. Coming from Houston Public Media, appears to be a small outlet, an article up by Siobhan Herndon. And I would note that Siobhan is spelled with a capital S, H-A, and then a capital V, O-N-N-E, right? But all still one word, Siobhan. I respect that, that black name, love black names like that. Continuing here with Siobhan's article on in the housing area of the Houston Public Media. Headlined, "Harris County apartment residents say they are living in inhumane conditions, and property management says work is being done." This article is up another year ago. We're looking at August 12th, 2022. So, let's see what Siobhan Herndon is delivering to us here. "Residents living in an apartment complex in Northeast Harris County are furious about what they say are inhumane living conditions and are pleading with the city for help. City Crossing Apartments, name them, the residents say they are experiencing mold, excess rodents, and no air conditioning. Resident Sheena Goodman said she is living in horrible conditions, along with her husband who has stage 4 colon cancer. She said too many health codes are being violated. She says, quote, I pay my rent on time. I have never been late. I have zero lease violations. I go to work. I do what I have to do, end quote. She also says, we aren't lousy, we aren't loud, we are hardly here because if he is sick, it's just my kid here. The Crossing Ridge Property Management said it is addressing the concerns of its residents, and one health violation was corrected as early as this morning, when this article was written. But community activist Dr. Candace Matthews said more needs to be done. Quote, we are here to attack the slumlords. These are people who are paying their rent and no public assistance. This is an overall problem, and we are starting a task force to attack these landlords. End quote. That's right. Use that respectability politic. Put it out there. And they ain't on the dole. They ain't on no welfare. They ain't on no snapping wick. No public assistance. They pulled themselves up by their bootstraps, and the boot doesn't lick back. That ain't right. Yep, load up that respectability politic, right? Trying to get Republican sympathy. It ain't gonna happen, buddy. Continuing. Matthews added that 10 tenants have come to the apartment complex to file complaints. No one should have to live like this. They should not have to live in horrible conditions like this. Lone Star Legal Aid is providing free legal counsel for tenants. And last month, Mayor Sylvester Turner led a charge for the apartment owners to comply with health regulators. The city has warned apartment owners to comply or legal action would be taken. Indeedly do, neighbor. Now, let's head on back over in a whole nother direction. Because I want to look at the video that went up from KPRC, Click to Houston. A little small outlet I follow just to keep my nose in Texas business, as it were. And this is what took me on this little ride, and I hope you found it constructive. This went up 24 hours ago as of now on the YouTube.
Who live at a Northside apartment complex came to us desperate for help after spending days without electricity and weeks without hot water.
They're afraid they'll be evicted if they speak out, so we're hiding their identities. This is all happening at the Palms on Rolling Creek complex. Our Devin Clark got involved and shows us what residents are dealing with.
If it wasn't for the light on our camera, you wouldn't even be able to see me inside of this pitch black apartment. No electricity, major water and sewage problems are just a few topping the list of concerns here.
This is the light that I use to maneuver through here.
This 80-year-old woman living at the Palms on Rolling Creek complex is one of countless neighbors with a horror story to tell.
My refrigerator, all of this is gone now. It's all trash. We've been without electricity for 3 days.
Making matters worse, the insulin she needs to survive also requires refrigeration.
There's the insulin right here. And it's gonna go bad. I mean, it's sitting on ice. It's not gonna last. There's the food. I'm sure that's not gonna be any good.
Just getting to the much needed coolers or anywhere else inside the apartments has become its own task.
So navigating around, I'm trying to get around in the dark, go to the bathroom and stuff like that. You bumping into stuff. It's not safe.
There's also no hot water. And aside from this sign apologizing for the inconveniences, promising they're working to fix the boiler.
No response, nothing at all. They haven't even come to check on us.
We're told these are just the most recent issues, topping a list that includes pest infestations and mold. Back in January, Harris County Attorney Christian Menifee filed a lawsuit against property owner Globix Palms Rolling LLC for ongoing raw sewage issues.
The people who live here tell me that problems with the electricity started on Saturday when this pole fell down and management told them they were forced to cut the power off, but nothing has changed since then.
A statement from CenterPoint reads, quote, "Our operations team has investigated this outage and determined the issue to be with customer-owned equipment," end quote.
I'm going to note here, because I'm playing this video through podcast audio, while that reporter was outdoors and they said this pole, that electrical pole that was down, it really was just still down. It's just there and like smashed through a fence. And also, I would note behind him, the dumpster is completely rusted. Like, you know, you see rust on a dumpster, right? It's metal and it's outdoors, but there tends to be enough protective paint on it that it's not just a rust bucket, as it were. No, this thing is literally just a grungy orange. The whole entire dumpster is rust. There is not a spot of paint on that thing. If you're interested in, like, how this place is being taken care of. All right, let's get to the last few seconds here. Coming from KPRC 2, Click 2, Houston.
Quote, "After no one answered the leasing door office, we called and got an answer.
We are working on it. It'll be done tomorrow."
Tomorrow? Okay. We'll see.
Any tenant deprived of their utilities is entitled to file what's called a petition for writ of restoration of utilities with their local justice of the peace. We have ways to do that on our website, click2houston.com. Reporting on the North Side, Devin Clark, KPRC 2 News.
Devin Clark is black as fuck, all right? Like, I really wish y'all could see the video. Like, you can, it's right there on the YouTube. It's KPRC 2, Click 2 Houston. The title of the video was Left in the Dark, North Houston Apartment Tenants Say Latest Issues of No Power and Water Causing a dot, dot, dot. And man, my man Devin Black, black than a motherfucker, man. All right, I have one more here that is also from a year ago, and it's uploaded by a very small channel. This is not a news channel. This is a small YouTube channel. And they're sharing something from TikTok. This is also out there in Houston. Let's let this individual introduce this. And it's Paul Vasquez. I do not know how to pronounce that, but Paul Vasquez. All right, and that's the channel that has this up. Literally a year ago, 195 views. All right. But I found this constructive, and maybe you'd like to hear this audio as well.
Hey, y'all, Uncle Paul here. Now, did y'all know that nearly 5 years after Hurricane Harvey demolished my hometown, that homeowners and thousands of them are still waiting for the city's promised funds to rebuild their damaged homes? Yeah, 5 years later, thousands. That's how much disdain the city has for its homeowners. So can you imagine how they treat their renters? Shout out to Grizzly's Hood News for the following footage used with permission. Y'all, when I used Grizzly's footage, it is not lost on me that she's out there, literally, too often risking her life to bring me that footage, bring us that footage. So I use it with permission and with respect.
We have ceilings caving in. It flooded in here.
Yeah,
okay.
Mean, the carpet was all mold.
Oh, man. Yeah. You can smell it. Yeah, you can smell the mold.
The ceiling caved in.
The ceiling caved in. Look, friends. Oh, no. No, look, the...
Yeah, in this video up on Paul Vasquez's channel, they are showing, like, the damage. It is filmed, yeah, just wicked holes in the walls, yeah, it's just ridiculous. It's capitalism at its finest.
The electrical does not work here.
This is the third stole they gave us.
This is the third stole that these people are given. And people are having to breathe this.
Yeah, God, by saying
it's the worst of the worst. There's children, elderly people, young people here, man. Yes. Every apartment is like this right now. Every apartment. It's not the tenants. It's the slumlords.
So, y'all, that's just one apartment complex. Grizzly was out there doing her thing.
And he has the a screenshot of where this place is. This is Sterling Shire Street in Houston, Texas. And and that was the apartment that I read off of. That is off of Rolling Creek. Yeah, and, not great. Not great going on out there.
You know, being a superwoman like she is, she won't admit that, but she is. She's out there doing her thing, y'all. Shining a light on Sterling Shire. Doing it kind of all by herself, y'all.
And so now, this slumlord business in Houston, Texas, is something that I am interested in. And so, if you regularly listen to this program, you know how that happens with me, right? Like with, how the murder of Nex Benedict just really made me laser focus on Oklahoma, how the gangsterism of MAGA made me hyper focus on that. what's another one? Oh goodness, Carrie Lake. Well, like I remember when Carrie Lake started running in the primary, and I was just like, oh, what's going on in the, you know, what's going on with this Republican primary down here? And I was like, whoa, who is this wacky bastard? And she's been living up to that coverage, if you remember it back then. And this is going to be another one of those. I am interested in this. Like, I'm actively, like, when I wake up in the morning, my first thought to, like, go on the Yahoo News and look for news about it is going to be Houston slumlords. Can't help it. That's how it gets with me. So, please be as... Ooh. There's really none that I can pull off of this episode here. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.